This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S.'s top infectious disease expert says the United States is in a, quote, unnecessary predicament of soaring COVID-19 cases fueled by unvaccinated Americans and the dangerous Delta variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci told CNN Sunday the U.S. is, quote, going in the wrong direction and describes himself as very frustrated with the rising infection rate. He says recommending that the vaccinated wear masks is under active consideration by the government's leading public health officials. Fauci also suggests booster shots may be suggested for people with suppressed immune systems who have been vaccinated. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's chief of staff said Sunday he fears the number of new coronavirus cases in Germany could soar to 100,000 a day in about 2 months unless many more people get vaccinated, and those who refuse may face restrictions. His suggestion quickly hit resistance from several senior politicians, including Armin Laschet, the conservative candidate hoping to follow Merkel as chancellor in September's election. After more than 2 months of steady declines, COVID-19 cases have been rising in Europe's biggest economy since early July, due mainly to the spread of the more infectious Delta variant. Merkel's chief of staff told a German newspaper that cases are increasing by 60% per week, even though nearly half the population is fully vaccinated. The country averaged about 1,500 cases per day last week, according to tracking groups. Roughly 60% of Germany's 83 million people have had a first shot of COVID-19 vaccines, and about 48% are fully vaccinated. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Lawmakers from France's upper and lower houses of parliament are on Sunday seeking to agree to a deal to allow the adoption of legislation making vaccine passports vital for French daily life in the battle against COVID-19. The talks come a day after France was again shaken by nationwide protests against the rules. That saw over 160,000 rally and dozens arrested. President Emmanuel Macron last week ordered that the health pass would be required for the French to visit venues such as the movies or nightclubs, and ultimately bars and restaurants. Proof of a double vaccination or a negative test is needed to get the health pass, but it's encountered fierce opposition from some who believe the vaccine passports erode civil liberties. Some lawmakers want the legislation to take more note of civil liberties by exempting shopping centers and cafe terraces as well as minors from the rules. Indonesia's president announced Sunday the government is extending its COVID-19 restrictions by a week to August 2nd to try to curb infections, and he said the country would add more intensive care units amid a rise in deaths. Indonesia has become Asia's COVID-19 epicenter, with hospitals overcrowded, particularly on the densely populated island of Java and on Bali, where oxygen supplies are running thin. Indonesia last week reported record-high deaths on four separate days, the last of which was more than 1,500 on Friday. Less than 7% of Indonesia's population of 270 million is fully vaccinated. Iraq's Interior Ministry said Sunday the Islamist militants believed to be behind last week's deadly suicide bombing of a Baghdad market had planned more attacks. The ministry released photos of five suspects arrested, including three brothers, after last Monday's attack that, according to the official toll, killed 30 people and was claimed by the Islamic State group. Iraq's prime minister announced Saturday the arrest of the quote-unquote terror cell behind the Baghdad market bombing. Comes on the eve of the prime minister's departure for Washington, where he is to meet U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday. The Iraqi prime minister, under heavy pressure from powerful pro-Iranian factions in his country, is hoping for a substantial announcement on the withdrawal of U.S. troops in Iraq. And experts say an unusually large meteor briefly lit up skies above southern Norway on Sunday, creating a spectacular sound and light display as it rumbled across the sky, and a bit of it may have hit the earth, possibly not far from the capital, Oslo. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. Sightings began around 1 a.m. local time, with video on social media showing at least one bright flash. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.